Morning Watch, the Divine Dispensing of the Divine Trinity for the Divine Economy, Week 6. Being a vessel open to the Lord and living ordinary days in the Divine Dispensing of the Divine Trinity. Monday, related verses. Romans 9, verse 23. In order that he might make known the riches of his glory upon vessels of mercy, which he had before prepared unto glory. 2 Timothy 2, verses 20 through 21. But in a great house there are not only gold and silver vessels, but also wooden and earthen, and some are unto honor, and some unto dishonor. If therefore anyone cleanses himself from these, he will be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, useful to the master, prepared unto every good work. Genesis 2, verse 7. Jehovah God formed man with the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Romans 9, verses 15 through 16. For to Moses he says, I will have mercy on whomever I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whomever I will have compassion. So then it is not of him who wills, nor of him who runs, but of God who shows mercy. Psalms 23, verses 1 through 3 and 6. Jehovah is my shepherd, I will lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside waters of rest. He restores my soul. He guides me on the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Verse 6. Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of Jehovah for the length of my days. Related reading. God chose us that we might be vessels of honor to contain him. God created man as a vessel to contain him, and out of the many vessels he chose us to contain him, the God of honor, that we might be vessels of honor. Finally, he makes known his glory upon us, the vessels, that we might become vessels of his glory. All this is out of his mercy, and according to his mercy, it cannot be obtained by our efforts. For this reason, we must worship him, and we must worship him for his mercy. Honorable vessels are constituted of both the divine nature, gold, and the redeemed and regenerated human nature, silver. These, like Timothy and other genuine believers, constitute the sure foundation that holds the truth. According to my experience, nothing pleases the Lord so much as for us to realize that he does not want us to do anything. He only wants us to love him, to open ourselves up to him, and to let him live from within us. This may sound quite familiar to you, but if you look into such a sentence, you will realize that it is not so common. It is not so familiar to you. From the very beginning, when God created man, God had no intention to ask man to do anything for him. God's intention was to create a vessel to contain him and to express him, so God only wants an opening of the vessel. If the vessel is open, God can fulfill his purpose, but if the vessel is closed, God's purpose is frustrated. What is the real significance of man's fall and the real nature of man's fall? It is that first, man wants to know, and second, man wants to do. It is to know something and to do something. These two aspects are the genuine significance of man's fall. The enemy's temptation was that man must be something. For man to be something, man needs to know something and to do something. This is the real meaning of man's fall. Once man became fallen, the evil nature of knowing and doing entered into man. This is the most abominable thing in the eyes of God. We would think, according to our natural religious concepts, that the worship of idols or witchcraft, these demonic things, are abominable. But the most subtle and the most abominable thing is man's attempt to know things and to do things. This is the very evil thing that entered into man's nature by the enemy's temptation. We all have to realize that in our fallen nature, there is a substance so evil that likes to know and likes to do. I'm sorry to say that religion mostly cares for these two things. Religion helps people to know, and religion helps people to do. Even today, Christianity has become such an active religion of knowing and doing. Seminars just educate people to know and to do. They train people and stir them up to know and to do. This is altogether a kind of education against God's eternal purpose. It is no wonder that among thousands of Christians, you can hardly find one who knows that God does not want us either to know or to do. God wants us only to love Him and to keep ourselves open to Him. Lord, I love You. I fully realize I am just an empty vessel, yet You treasure this earthen vessel because this earthen vessel was created by You according to Your eternal plan to fulfill Your heart's desire. Lord, I just love You. I like to contain You. I like to be filled up with You. I like to be saturated and permeated with You. Have mercy upon me that I may keep myself open to You all the time.